Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Hot Docs, Toronto's legendary film festival that shows over 200 documentaries in 1 week, is on now. It brings cutting-edge documentaries from around the world. The filmmakers and subjects, it's centered on the Hot Doc Cinema on Bloor Street, but runs movies and events all around the downtown. And if you're a student or a senior, you can get free rush tickets for any daytime screening. What do conspiracies look like? They can be a group of well-meaning protesters, maybe a gang of thieves, or a secret cabal of soldier killers. This week, I'm looking at films about three groups of people whose actions run up against the law or morality. One's about Russian feminist punks who run into trouble with Putin and the Russian Orthodox Church. Another's about a whistleblower in the U.S. military who gets charged with murder. And a third is about some ambitious bodybuilders who want their slice of the pie and will do whatever is necessary to get it. Kill Team, directed by Dan Kraus. When the photos of Abu Ghraib hit the papers, people were shocked at the torture and humiliation of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. soldiers. But a series of incidents in Afghanistan are even more shocking than Abu Ghraib, are the subject of a new expose. Here's what happened. Winfield, a young skinny Marine, the smallest in his unit, notices a strange shift in his unit when a new commanding officer named Gibbs arrives. Gibbs has a reputation for violence during his term in Iraq, and now he's demanding his own soldiers take down Afghan civilians, boys and young men, in their area. So Gibbs forms an elite squad, a kill team, who are sent out on drop weapon missions. Drop weapon mission means they would surprise someone, kill him, and then drop a weapon they brought for that purpose right beside the dead body in order to justify the killing. And then they would pose with smiling souvenir photos in front of the body. So Winfield becomes a whistleblower. He sends out word of these heinous murders to his family and asks them to report it. But through a series of events that the film reveals, the whistleblower ends up being arrested himself and charged with murder for the very events he was trying to prevent. So the movie tells the story of the different Marines involved in this particular unit. They speak for first person, and as they do this, as the trials and court martials are prepared. This disturbing documentary also suggests that these practices weren't restricted to that one unit, but are actually common practice among all the soldiers in Afghanistan. They were just the only ones caught. While mainly talking heads, the very soldiers telling their stories, and with a few too many scenes involving negotiations with lawyers, this is a serious, important film. Kill Team puts the integrity of the entire Afghan mission into question. Pussy Riot, A Punk Prayer, directed by Maxim Pozdorovkin and Mike Lerner. Pussy Riot is a Russian feminist punk band. They perform their protest pieces wearing neon-colored balaclavas to cover their faces, playing guitar, sing about government corruption, human rights, freedom of expression, just general punk stuff. But something happened when they chose to sing about Putin and his ties to the Russian Orthodox Church's patriarchy in a performance done actually on the altar of a famous cathedral. Within seconds, police swarm the stage and arrest three of them, the rest of them escaped, for trespassing and defaming religion. And so begins a lengthy trial followed around the world. The movie interviews the three prisoners, Nadia, Maria, and Ekaterina, their families, their co-performers, and their friends. Performance art, public satire as opposed to underground satire, and the avant-garde, while familiar in the West, where it's met with yawns or raised eyebrows, these are new and genuinely revolutionary things in Russia. Somehow, the filmmakers got their cameras and microphones into the trial itself, with perfect views of the three women boxed into a glass cage. that looked like they were Hannibal Lecter on trial for mass murder, not just a few musicians. It's a rare glimpse into the Russian justice system, where playing a simple protest tune still holds the threat of a term in a Siberian prison camp. Pussy Riot is a must-see at Hot Dogs. Pain and Gain, directed by Michael Bay. So Danny Lugo, played by Mark Wahlberg, is a musclehead personal trainer. He's given a mindless slogans to inspire him. He's all about the American dream, being a doer, not a donor. And yo, bitches, his body is his temple, his muscles a shrine to physical power. No homo. It's Miami in the 90s. This is America. It's a buff, pimpin' nation, or so say the men with fake orange tans who grunt as they pump iron. But Danny isn't making enough money. He wants it all. So he gathers together a team of ex-cons with expensive tattoos and perfect teeth to help him kidnap his client, Pepe, an obnoxious, middle-aged Jewish guy from Colombia. After some trouble and some violent episodes, their scheme pays off. They're rich. They have everything now. A mansion, a sports car, a yacht, cocaine, a Romanian girlfriend, penile implants, everything. But a persistent public investigator, a PI, played by Peter Weller, is on their trail. Will he be able to catch them in the act? Pain and Gain is a mildly interesting comedy action movie. It's just not that funny or that interesting without much action either. Main characters are all caricatures. Dwayne Johnson is okay as a subnormal born-again bodybuilder. Tony Shalhoub is great as the world's most obnoxious kidnappee. And Mark Wahlberg does his wannabe criminal mastermind very well. But they were all mainly there, these characters, so the audience could laugh at how stupid they all are. It's also a weird setup for a movie. Each character gets a freeze frame and an extended voiceover in their voice explaining their backstory out loud. Why? Pain and Gain is intentionally kitschy, mildly offensive, and aims for the lowest common denominator, but it still entertains. Pain and Gain opens today. Check your listings. And Hot Docs is on now for showtimes of movies like Pussy Riot, which screens today, and Kill Team. Go to hotdocs.ca. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.